With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from ending temporary legal protections that have been granted more than 1 million people from Haiti and Venezuela the right to live and work in the U.S. The judge criticized Homeland Security Secretary Noem's decision as arbitrary. Meanwhile, in Georgia, immigration officials detained nearly 500 people in a raid at a Hyundai factory. No charges were immediately announced. Only 22,000 jobs were created nationwide in August. Bankrate analyst Mark Hamrick says employers are essentially sitting on their hands.
Employers are working with a high degree of uncertainty, and yet there is certainty that some things are going to remain intact. The volatility of federal policy, the use of tariffs as a tool for the administration, those are things which are not going to go away, and those do not give employers any added reason to hire, and in some cases undermine their confidence.
After weak job numbers a month ago, President Trump fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Yesterday, he blamed the dismal August numbers on Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. In Texas this week, the families of some of the children who died at Texas's Camp Mystic during catastrophic flooding joined Governor Greg Abbott as he signed a series of new summer camp flood safety laws. As seen on KVUE-TV, Abbott thanked the victims' parents who lobbied for the changes.
They pleaded for swift action. They pleaded that their daughters did not die in vain. They pleaded for camp safety.
President Trump has a warning for Venezuela. If their military aircraft put the U.S. in a dangerous position, the planes will be shot down. His comment came after the Pentagon said two Venezuelan military aircraft flew near a Navy vessel. This is SRN News. A lawmaker from Finland is going to court again.
6 years ago, Päivi Räsänen tweeted out Romans 1:27, which condemns homosexuality. She was then charged under Finland's laws on crimes against humanity. She's been in court ever since. Now, despite having been acquitted on the charges in 2022 and 2023, the state is appealing to the Finnish Supreme Court in a case that will be heard in October. Religious freedom advocates say the country's hate crimes laws are absurd. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More than 300 Texas school districts and charter schools have signaled plans to use a state-developed reading and language arts curriculum that references the Bible and Christianity. The Texas Tribune reports the number represents about a quarter of the state's 1,200 districts and charters. The schools will be using the Blue Bonnet curriculum, which includes religion-infused reading lessons, as well as phonics and math materials. This is SRN News. Top WNBA star Caitlin Clark will miss the rest of the year because of a nagging groin injury.
Clark on Thursday shared a statement on social media saying, quote, "I had hoped to share a better update, but I will not be returning to play this season." Clark added, quote, "Disappointed isn't a big enough word to describe how I am feeling." She was injured late in a July 15th game against the Connecticut Sun and later sustained a bone bruise. Clark averaged 16.5 points, 8.8 assists, and 5 rebounds in her second WNBA season. I'm Geffen Coolball.
From the basketball court to the football field, the NFL's second game of the season took place in Sao Paulo, Brazil last night. Justin Herbert threw for 3 TDs, leading the LA Chargers to a 27-21 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. It was the NFL's second game played in South America. More details at srnnews.com.